Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Janine Stelatos, and Janine heads up an organisation called World Child Kenya. And this week, we'll be chatting together about the ups and downs of juggling church and ministry and the busyness of life and so much more. You're going to love this. It's this week's Woman to Woman with Janine Stelatos. Janine Stelatos, Director of Metro World Child Kenya. So good to have you on the phone on Woman to Woman today. We're going to have a chat about worship. Now, first of all, I know this is your ministry, Janine, and you, your organization reaches over 250,000 or even more. Is it up to 500,000 children a week in their Sunday school program? And you feed over 7,000 a day in Kenya. That's incredible. But today we want to talk about worship. You're a worship leader at heart, Janine. Tell us, what does worship mean to you? I don't know how you found the time, first of all, to worship, but what does worship mean to you?
If I don't find the time to worship at his feet and maintain that relationship, then I wouldn't be able to do what I do. Because for me, I certainly don't want to be one of those that stands before Christ on that day and he says, go away, I never knew you, you know. But Lord, I was working in Metro World Child. I was, you know, feeding over 7,000 children a day with our organization. And I was out preaching and I was traveling and I was doing all this. And he says, go away, I never knew you. Wow. That verse is really scary to me. I want him to be the first person that I speak to in the morning. I want his word to be the first word, the words that I read in the morning, not going to Facebook or not reading the mail or the newspaper before I engage with him. I want the light of the world to shine on me before I see the light of the day. I want his presence and his fragrance to emanate from me, and that can only happen if I spend time with him. That time is sacred, that time is precious, because if we don't build an altar, how, you know, I was speaking the other day about Elijah and Elisha, and Elijah said, tarry here, I pray thee, the Lord is sending me to Bethel. And Bethel is the Hebrew word for house of God. It's where Abraham built the altar. It's where Jacob named the place Bethel, because God spoke to him there. The word of God says, and God spoke with him there. And so we have to have that place, that altar, that place of sacrifice where we lay everything down so that he can flow through us. I actually say this a lot. I say, people go and, oh, you've got to go and hear this speaker. You've got to go and to this conference. You've got to hear this person. They're so anointed. I actually believe that there are no anointed people. I actually believe that to the degree that we die to self is the degree that the holy and anointed one can flow through us. And so, like Paul, I pray, I die daily and I live, nevertheless, not I, but Christ who lives in me. And it's my prayer and my hope that if there's anything left in me, God, kill it. Let me be totally surrendered and dedicated to you, because I believe that if we do that, we will see God manifested in us and we will see the miracles and we will see the supernatural, but we are in the way. And so I want to be that woman with the alabaster box that just pours out her heart and pours her love to the Lord. That's what worship means to me.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, sometimes I think people can confuse worship and they think worship is just about singing. And sometimes I feel I just want to get out and walk on the beach because I live near the beach and just have time with God. And that's my worship. Yeah. To just sing and worship, even though the Bible talks about many making music and making a loud voice unto the Lord and singing unto the Lord. And that's great. And sometimes I'm just walking along that beach, but it's my desire of my heart to get out and spend time with the Lord. So worship can have many variants, can't it?
Yeah, it can. And, you know, sometimes we get so inhibited by the people around us, and we hold back. And if we just let go and let him and worship him in spirit and in truth, the Bible says he's looking for worshippers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. I actually love being in Africa because they think nothing of just having praise and worship sessions for 2 or 3 hours and just getting into that intimate place with God where he can move, where he can speak. And it's way more than singing, like you say. It is breaking through into the heavenlies. It's breaking through where God, the Holy Spirit, can just have his way among his people and deal with the things that he needs to deal with. Because the second place that Elijah and Elisha went to, and Elisha said, I'm not waiting here, I'm coming with you. And they went together. And as they were in Jericho, I thought, Jericho's the place where all the walls come down. And we need to get to that place when we're in Bethel, that we go to Jericho in the spirit and we allow those walls to come down so that he can just have his way among us. I think a lot of the tears that God wipes away on that day will be what could have been. And I just want everything that God has for me on this earth while I'm living and breathing. And wow. So one of the songs that I love is This Is My Desire. And Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. And that's my prayer, that God will have his way in me. Wow. That every breath that I take will be spirit breathed. Every step that I take, he will give me the ground that I walk on. That when I meet people, his spirit will just move through me and speak to those people. And that comes from spending time of intimacy with him.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And you're such a beautiful singer. And I'm blown away by your voice. What a beautiful, beautiful way to just end this conversation on worship and what worship is. Thank you so much for taking the call, Janine Stelitis, mm-hmm. Director of Metro World Child Kenya.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.